And with Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, the P&Z not meeting, but I guess the business has to continue. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you. Yes, I think it's really important. Everyone in Town Hall is very keyed up about doing our part to keep everything going. It's definitely not easy, a big adjustment, but it's extremely important for the economy, as we all know, to support the construction business and keep services as open as best as we can. So to that end, we are doing our part. We've extended our counter hours. Usually we are 8 to 12, 4 days a week, but we are 8 to 4 doing it virtually. The way to get in touch with us is first through email. We have a link on our website at greenwichct.gov. If you just click on planning and zoning, all the information I'm about to give you is right there on that one page, including how to get in touch with us via email. But if you just send us an email, then we can, call you afterwards. We can, send each other plans or, get you information, what have you. So we're trying to do our part there to just get information out to people. We are also continuing to receive applications. As people probably know, the governor has given an executive order to extend all of our pending applications by a blanket 90 days. So effectively everything's kind of on hold, if you will, in terms of our pending applications. But we want to keep receiving applications and processing them, meaning sending them to the other departments, getting comments back so people can continue to work on making sure they have a complete application that can get approved when the time comes and we can open back up. So, like I said, we're just trying to do our part to keep things open and be supportive of the community and get people information that they need to continue their work, too.
All right, so there was no Planning and Zoning Commission meeting this week. What happens moving forward? Will you hold meetings, video conferencing, Zoom, or anything like that? What's happening there?
Yes, the town hall in general has been working on getting an enterprise Zoom program up and running. So we've been testing just regular meetings just internally amongst ourselves, more social affairs at the moment as we're testing these things out. But we've got Zoom up and running. As you correctly noted, the March 24th meeting has been canceled. I don't know what we're going to do going forward. We are testing out this enterprise Zoom system. Our next meeting was scheduled for April 7th. As I noted on the website, we are looking to potentially hold that meeting. It's still very tentative as we're working through the technology. And obviously, the key thing is making sure that people can be a part of the meeting. I mean, that's a huge part of what we do is transparency and having open lines of communication. So it's not going to be effective or productive if we don't have that system in place. Even though, things like notice of meetings and whatever are part of the governor's orders also to suspend our normal processes. Usually, as you know, we have to notice our meetings and what is on the meetings in Greenwich time. We are now permitted during this period to just notice the meetings on the website. But again, it's not going to be productive or useful to hold these meetings if we don't have a good tested system in place where we can get public input. So, as I said, we're working on it, and there is the 90-day stay, so we don't have to do it, but, it's that balancing act because we want people to be able to move forward and to be able to get approvals so they can get into the building department and continue work. We've all seen what's happening with the markets, and, I think it's in everyone's best interest to try to keep things moving as best as we can.
All right, so you're working at home, I'm assuming then, right?
Yes, working at home is the director, working at home as a teacher. So we've got all angles covered at the DeLuca household.
All right. Now you were saying, because I've heard that there was a possible case of coronavirus in the department even prior to the town hall closing?
Yes. The first selectman had closed town hall to the public, but we were still interacting as best we could at that time with people in the office and meeting people at the door to receive applications and whatnot. And there is a case in our department that is not confirmed. The individual will not be tested per their doctor's orders. They said it's not necessary to do so because they've not been in contact with someone who has a confirmed case, or they've not been traveling, but they were instructed to self-quarantine for 14 days. I think it's safe to assume this person does have it based on their symptoms, and it's obviously very unfortunate. And so far, it's the only person, so no one else in the office has it, or any symptoms, which is fantastic. But yes, there is a potential cases said not tested and won't be tested though for confirmation.
Okay, so then yourself then while you're working from home, are you also kind of in a self quarantine yourself then?
Yes, I am. I'm anyone who knows me personally knows I tend to take these things extremely seriously. So I'd started self quarantining well before it was imposed upon us. It's just as a abundance of caution. So I've been holed up here for quite some time now. And working digitally. Luckily the town has good systems, technically speaking, in place, such as GoToMyPC, and now, of course, we're all on Zoom. So it is easy to take a vacation day and work from home, which is what I did in the beginning. And it sort of sounds counterintuitive to work on your vacation, but I think just trying to stay on the healthy side is worth that trade-off. So, yeah, I've been... And we all now are working from home, and I have to say it's going very well. We're with each other all day long over email, phone calls as necessary, and we've set up a good system and a good process, and I think it's actually working rather well. So nothing's fallen from the cracks, and everything's moving forward. And like I said, we're keeping things in process and moving forward. So I think we're actually doing a very good job, and it's quite successful.
Have you heard from applicants? What's been their reaction to this?
Yeah, I mean, of course, everybody is, as you can imagine, is just trying to do their best here. And we do a lot of communication over email anyway in the office. So everyone seems to be quite happy with the services we're providing and adjusting as necessary. What's been most interesting actually is I usually was the one who received the emails from the public when they accessed the department via email. That's again GreenwichCT.gov. If you just click on planning and zoning on the left, you'll see how to get in communication with us via email. And I was the one who received those emails previously, and now we've set it up that all of the planners receive those emails, and we each have a day where it's you're the planner on duty, so to speak. As I said, as we extended the hours, and we've had a massive uptick in the number of emails we've received and have been able to communicate with people that way. So I'm very pleased to see that people have found the way to get in touch with us, and they are using it, and we are responding very quickly and getting people the information that they need. So I would say it's working.
All right, Katie. Well, be well. Continue to self isolate, I guess, and the work continues, right?
Yes, exactly. And you too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich.